For Donna Sawyer, any donation goes a long way. So the Innisfil Food Bank coordinator was excited to see her organization benefit from the town of Innisfil's 9th annual Scrooge the Ticket campaign. In total, the food bank received $1,925, as well $140 in toys, during a check presentation at Innisfil Community Church December 12. At a separate event later in the day, town dignitaries and staff also handed over $1,925 in campaign proceeds to representatives from the Troy Scott Community Fridges. "We're very grateful to partner with the town," Sawyer said. "That $1,900-plus will go toward stocking our shelves, getting our hampers out and all of those great things. When it's money that's donated, we're able to buy the things we need, when we need them. I can stretch that dollar. Having the town in our corner is key. We're serving our community. We need them to be in our corner." Between November 13 and 27, anyone who received a parking ticket in town had the option to donate money, children's toys, gift cards or non-perishable food items to charity instead of paying the fine. And the donation comes at an ideal time for the food bank, which is reaching the end of a holiday drive and is seeing record numbers of those requesting aid. Earlier this month, the food bank hit all-time highs in total visitors and new families using the service. "To hit new records twice in one day just shows how big the need is becoming," Sawyer said. "It's a growing concern. It's definitely noticeable." Normally, the food bank will help about 20 to 25 families on hamper pickup day. That jumped to 39 last week. This number included about 10 new families requiring help, she said. There are 3 Troy Scott fridges across Innisfil, outside the Innisfil Recreational Complex and the Lakeshore and Cookstown branches of the Innisfil Idealab and Library. Everyone is welcome to take food at any time, in any quantity, as often as they need. The community fridges rely on donations from individuals, businesses and organizations. Sawyer is asking anyone who is shopping in the coming weeks to pick up a few extra items and donate them to the food bank. Specifically, the organization's most urgent need is for juice boxes, diced tomatoes and jam right now. "We're dependent on donations," she said. For more on the food bank, visit innisfilchurch.com. More details on the community fridges can be found at https://innisfil.ca/n/living-here/community-fridge.aspx.